At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Abe Gordon and John Nelson. The full-time report getting going here after Atlanta United falls 3-2 tonight to Orlando City. And John, it got off to a pretty good start. Atlanta United finds an early lead. Little cruel not to give Braille Mbolo the goal. Yeah, I mean, and
I'm giving him the goal.
Well, officially we're keeping it there, but he's one of the reasons you go up 1-0 in the 7th minute. But then a guy Maddie and I focused on earlier in the pregame show, Antoine Griezmann, has been a problem since he joined Orlando City. Was a problem tonight. Mm-hmm. Two goals in this one. Ivan Angulo also put one home, and so Atlanta United falls 3-2. It was 3-1, and then you're able to catch one late, and it's unfortunate that was ruled an own goal as well, and Mihai had the final touch for an Atlanta United player. But a tough one tonight. You felt pretty good after the performance in Miami, and just didn't come together today. You were working a couple of things in, right? Amaro's first start, Jay Fortune returns to the lineup, Braille Mbolo his second time out there, but just wasn't to beat tonight.
Right, and I think that the way that, for those who aren't familiar with how Orlando City is wired under Martin Perelman, you can look at a graphic and you can sit there and go, yeah, okay, it's a 4-4-2, or it's going to be this, or it's going to be that. But the biggest thing with Martin Perelman is we always talk about loose constructs when it comes to formations. He kind of thrives in chaos, and so you're kind of chasing a bunch of different things involving Orlando City. And so if you think that you're playing a particular zone, you might not be, because of all the chaos that's created with players and motion and all these different things that happen. And so at times it turns into this big game of chase, And when you're coming off of a midweek game where you gave up so much energy in trying to come back and you end up with the 2-2 draw the way that you did against Inter Miami, you're bringing all of that energy and you're trying to recover quickly, going up against a team that thrives in just basically trying to say, okay, catch me if you can, with all of these great players that individually can make it trouble for you. And Orlando City did over time. I think that Orlando City just wore Atlanta United down and continue to thrive under what Martin Perelman wants them to do.
Yeah, and I think you could see that in some of the second-half goals. Just essentially, you didn't go with runners at times, and whether that's lazy, whether it's tiredness. It's something you can certainly take a look at in video and in film study and hopefully correct moving forward. But two goals for Orlando City in the second half and separates this game, which was 1-1 heading into halftime. Quick look at the statistics here. It is 45% possession for Atlanta United, 55% for Orlando. Shots nearly even, 13 for Atlanta, 14 for Orlando. Shots on goal, a little bit of difference here. 2 for Atlanta United, 7 for Orlando. The XG Orlando had 2.4 and Atlanta United 1.4 in that one. We also need to hand out a man of the match. Own goal taken off the board,
true,
unfortunately.
Yes, he is not under contract, and we don't know what the salary figure that is allotted under allocation money. We don't know if own goal is GAM or TAM.
Own goal did put two in the back of the net today. So separate of him, who are we going with?
We're
going to
go with one of the other new guys, Mauricio Amaro, who had 90 minutes, and he did have a couple of attempts in his 90 minutes. 73 touches on the night, 41 of 47 passing, created two chances, had one shot on the night, even though it was off target, and 2 for 2 on the dribble, 8 passes into the final third, 2 accurate crosses, 100%, 3 of 5 on long balls, and it was defensive contributions also, 8 defensive contributions, 3 tackles, 2 clears, a pick, 6 recoveries. And on his duels on the night, he was 7 of 11. So a well-rounded performance offensively and defensively. Mauricio Amaro, welcome to Atlanta United.
Obviously his first man of the match of the season. That ties with a bunch of guys that have won. Thomas Jacob still up on top with 5 man of the matches this season. Alexi Maranchuk, Lucas Hoyos with 3 this year. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to break down kind of what went from a 1-0 lead for Atlanta United into a 3-1 deficit as this game played out. Final score was 3-2, but it felt like it was there, and then all of a sudden, within 20 minutes of the second half, it no longer was. So we'll talk about that on the other side. He is John Nelson. I'm Abe Gordon. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The Full-Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Soccer down here. Atlanta United falls in this one to Orlando City 3-2, and whatever momentum you maybe gained back from the draw with Inter Miami kind of seeded that once more. You're going to be taking on a DC United squad that looked pretty good today in a 2-1 victory over the Columbus Crew. Tiberibo, a brace in that one for DC United. So that is the weekend plan for Atlanta United. But we're still talking about this one here tonight, and we are going to make our way through what happened here by listening to the highlights, and they are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Got off to a good start in the 7th minute off a quarter, Atlanta United.
Near corner goal to our left, and they go to the top of the 18 to Baranchuk, who spins to the left and hooks it to the back post. Headed into the ground, and Bolo shot! Score! Real so good! And off the corner, Atlanta United takes the early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I thought that goal should have been given to Mbolo. He didn't hit it as clean as he would have liked. It did take some awkward spin coming off of that. It was eventually changed to an own goal, but I'm kind of with John here. I thought Mbolo did the work there on that one. But that lead would hold not even for a full 20 minutes when one of the more dangerous men for Orlando City, both thus far since joining the squad and certainly tonight, Antoine Griezmann, found himself making a run.
Important plays to keep the ball out of the net. Here's Dorsey now on the near touchline. Flick to Zerbe, out of the near attacking quarter. Here's his cross, Griezmann scores at the near post. Felt like that was coming, and there it is. Orlando equalizes in the 26th minute on Griezmann's 6th goal since coming to MLS.
Just makes a nice little run in on net. Slight deflection is enough to get it around Oyos in that one. You go to halftime with a equal score 1-1. You come out of halftime, you make a change. Adrian Gill comes in for Jade Fortune, who returned to the starting lineup today. Didn't seem to make much of a difference, though. And about 15 minutes after the second half whistle, it was 2-1 Orlando City.
Squared off to the right, squared off to the well. Finks the pitch, gives it to Atuesta. The ball deflects away off of Moyamba to Janssen below center circle. A pitch over the top. Ojeda in behind. Jakob. Here's his cross back post, and Angulo scores, but it's offside. Was it offside? We're getting the replay, and they're going to the monitor. And here is Armando Villarreal.
No offside offense. Final decision.
Goal. 2-1 Orlando in the 59th minute. Second goal of the year for Angulo.
It looked like a very long, outstretched leg from maybe Paulo Diaz on the far side of the field was what kept that play onside, and so it goes 2-1, and then once again, Antoine Griezmann in the 77th.
Rolls up to Almiron, trying to spin out of traffic, and then Amaro steps away from the ball. It's taken away, and here now away, and is Griezmann straight down the middle, ahead to Ellis, back to Griezmann, and he scores. That will do it. 3-1 Orlando in the 77th minute. It's been all Orlando in the second half, and Atlanta United's dim playoff hopes are getting dimmer by the moment.
There was a last-gasp goal from Atlanta United in the seventh minute.
It was own goal, remember. It was own goal.
That's right. But it still goes into the tally mark for Atlanta United. 3-2, the final score in that one. John, and again, the frustration for me is you just didn't stick with runs. Griezmann gets in on the first one. Not much Hoyos can do on that one. I want to talk about Hoyos again. He was outstanding tonight. And on the second Griezmann goal again. There were a pair of runs that you didn't take and defend. And a little bit of communication you could see was lost in that moment, but also tired legs, and you're dealing with the match from Saturday night in which it was a rain delay and you're in Miami longer than normal. You get back home certainly later than you would have expected, and then you have to turn around into the midweek here as well. So it just caught up with Atlanta United. I guess that's the most optimistic thing you could say is that.
Well,
that
it's the most realistic thing you could say.
Well, this has not been a very good team, and I think realistically you could say they showed that today they were not a great team.
Well, but. And to all the factors that you were discussing, specifically the third goal, the Griezmann brace, it was a pass, and it was heading back to Mauricio Amaro, if I'm remembering correctly. And it didn't seem like it was weighted, and it seemed like Mauricio Amaro was trying to – he seemed like he was in between
– caught in the middle,
ideas.
Yeah.
And so then you have Orlando City jump into the play, and it was great 1-2 work with Justin Ellis and Antoine Griezmann. I give that great credit there. And we've seen Justin Ellis with his time at Orlando City be the kind of player that he can be, and now that you have him paired with someone that he can learn from with an Antoine Griezmann, and then, you know, combination of things once again you mentioned, and you're also chasing.
Yeah.
And so the relationships with the substitutions and trying to figure out familiar patterns, all these kinds of things, all these variables come up to a very, very long soccer-based quadratic equation that was really hard for Atlanta United to try and solve tonight, and especially with that third goal, even though you did end up chasing and getting it 3-2.
You're also stuck in a moment where you're trying to welcome and ingratiate a couple of new members, a couple of returning members as well, into a midfield and into attack, all while trying to find results in matches, and I think that plays into it as well. When we come back, I do want to talk about Lucas Hoyos, another strong performance, but we also need to talk about Jay Fortune's return, Mauricio Amaro in the midfield, and then also, second time out, what we saw from Breel Embolo. So stick around. Hopefully we'll have some sound from Maddie and Jason as well. That's what's all coming up here in 5 minutes on the Full Time Report. It's John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast. And here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Abe Gordon, John Nelson, the full-time report back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Going to hopefully get some sound from Maddie and Jason in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, I want to go back to front and talk about some of the performances individually today. Lucas Hoyos started really in the 14th minute, an absolute one-on-one save. He had a couple of those. He had a great double save here in the second half. Wasn't our man of the match.
He was close, though.
He was close, but continues his run of really fine form in this match tonight.
They list him with 4 saves. Check your sources for me. So let's compare info. Remember how you were talking about in the first segment about where folks get their stats? I've got 4 saves.
I don't think mine go that deep.
Okay, well, you know, see wherever you get your sources and see what your numbers say. So we'll do compare contrast. 4 saves credited for Lucas Hoyos, courtesy of our friends at FOTMOB. And then, obviously, you look at the other numbers. We talked about the saves. 21 of 28 passing at 75%. Completed 5 long balls, and that was in 12 attempts. 1 diving save, 4 inside the box. 3 times the axis sweeper. Had 1 throw, 7 recoveries, 2 clears on 36 touches, and he even won a duel on the evening. So, once again, a bunch of different categories checked for Lucas Hoyos. Saves in the 14th and 19th and double save that you talked about in the 75th. Yeah. To keep things where they were, so as Atlanta United chased.
Yeah, I registered 4 saves. And again, you know, there was certainly a sliding save that it was probably registered as a cross, not a shot. And so, you know, I that's why I don't like these stats, because if it's not on target, it's not technically a shot. Therefore, it can't technically be a save, which is nonsense because it was an open net. And he had to slide across to protect it.
I mean.
And he did so. So, yeah, Lucas Hoyos was really good. You move forward into the midfield. Let's start with Jay Fortune. He's been out with a pair of hamstring injuries. You do get him for the entire first half, 45 minutes. A little surprised to see him start. Didn't know what the fitness would be.
Right.
And maybe that was the plan, was just get to halftime. We'll move on from there. But what did you see from Jay his first, what's it been, a month and a half, it feels like? What did you see?
Well, it's just, once again, you're trying to get to full song. And I understand the idea. Giving him the start, hey, can you give me 45? I want to start you in this big match against Orlando City. I understand that completely. So, if you give me 45, cool. You started, you gave me 45. You got me into the midfield for the second half. And it was 1-1 when Jay leaves. So you've got that for you. He was 9 of 10 passing. He created a chance while he was there. He had the one cross. He had the long ball that was complete. He had the one quarter, and he also contributed for you defensively. So it's just getting Jay integrated. But he did, once again, check off a couple of different categories for you. I wonder if it's going to be the same situation in D.C. on the weekend. Do you start Jay? Can you give me 45? And then we go forward. Or does Jay give you 60 if the physio sit there and say, okay, this is what we've seen. What does it look like? So, you know, I think that between now and heading north, it's going to be one of those where you check Jay out. Hey, can you give me 60, get me into the second half, and then you figure out what it's going to look like? Or is it 45 and you do the same thing again? Or is it, you know, knowing that you need him as a part of your midfield, it's going to be one of those three things. Either physios say, okay, he's good, you can start him, he can give you another 45. He's good, you can start him, maybe he gives you 60. Or on the flip side, considering it's a quick turn and you're trying to get him into game shape, you let the other midfielders go, and then you go 30 minutes with Jay perhaps in D.C. on the weekend, just depending on what the analysis is.
And part of that gets determined by Cooper Sanchez's concussion protocol, how eligible he is, and then also if you somehow get Galoppo's visa figured out and a couple of other things. Midfield mates with Jay Fortune today, Mauricio Mauro. Mm-hmm. We saw him just for a brief stint in the performance against Inter Miami, but now you get a full look at him from the start. Your thoughts on Mauricio Mauro?
Once again, diving into the play and being that the yin to the yang for Tristan Mbuyamba, where Mbuyamba wants to engage and then Mauro will sit, but then don't be afraid and don't freak out if you see Mauro diving into the play. So it's more of the same, but once again, it's the relationships for Mauricio Mauro trying to integrate. And okay, what's the pass weight here? Where does he like the ball? Where does it? And so it's once again thinking in game state and trying to integrate with your new teammates about how you want to do things. Mauricio Mauro, once again, highest rated player of the starting 11 for Atlanta United because of all the different things that he checked off that we talked about in the first segment. So it was another stepping stone for Mauricio Mauro to become a part of the midfield that Tata Martino wants him to be.
I want to talk about Brelan Bolo in a moment. Also, in our next segment, when we return, we're going to talk here from Adrian Gill. Mm-hmm. I do just want to focus one more time on the midfield because I had talked about it with Maddie pregame, and I know I talked about it with you where I'm headed with this in previous postgames.
Sure.
But there was, for a stretch for Atlanta United, maybe five or six straight matches where you had a different center back pairing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're probably headed towards that in the midfield as you try and figure out what your A unit is. It looks like they've got it down with what they want to do center backs with Alonso and Diaz. Mm-hmm. And that you've now seen them for three, four, five straight matches, whatever the number
right.
is. I think with the midfield and the numbers you've added in the midfield, with Cooper who is out today, and certainly when he's off concussion protocol, he enters the equation. Now that Jay is back, now that Amaro's got the visa, you're still waiting on Galoppo, you still have Tristan and Will Riley, Adrian Gill. I mean, that's seven mm-hmm. or eight guys
yeah.
I just rattled off real quick, not to mention anyone else who's in the discussion. Steven Alzate, mm-hmm. I guess, when
yeah.
he's missed today's game with illness. So that, I mean, that's eight midfielders for what is essentially three spots. And so I do wonder if you start to see the midfield rotated in and out as you try and figure out what your best look is, because this is, if we can be just honest about what the standings are, this is as much as about trying to win this season as it is trying to find what you're going to want to do from the get-go next season.
Because this is the sprint season coming
that's right.
up. It's not where you get to.
And if you have a three-game stretch like you did,
yeah.
and you get 9 points in three matches mm-hmm. in a sprint season, you're probably going to make the playoffs. And so it looks like you've figured out what you want to do in the center back. I kind of expect something similar in the midfield where you just see five or six different matches where you have four or five mm-hmm. different starting trios in the midfield.
Right. No, and I think that it's important to, as you say, not only look at things in the 26th season, but you've got to figure out what it's going to look like in the 27th sprint.
Because you won't have time to figure
no,
it out.
No, this
yeah.
is like, okay, you know, this season is going to be what it's going to be for the, you know, handful of what, 10, 11 games that are left. So you go from there, and you hope to have everything as squared away as humanly possible for that sprint season. So you're having to work almost two separate lanes of traffic here at the same time as you're trying to address things. So if you want to add that as your third, you know, lane of traffic, trying to address what you think your needs are, work your way through this season, and then get ready for the sprint. So there's three things that you've got to work on here. So seeing all of these different midfielders and midfield combinations, it's something that you've got to take into account when you're getting all your evidence together for the future.
All right, when we come back, we are going to hear from Atlanta United midfielder Adrian Gill. Also want to talk about Brelan Bolo's second start performance. Should have had a goal. They ruled it an own goal, but we know better.
Darned own goal.
So we'll talk about that as well. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. It's Abe Gordon, Five Stripe, full-time report. Continues in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta United loses 3-2 tonight to Orlando City, but they would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. Of course, that was the scoreless draw against DC United. So that goes all the way back to March. Could happen again.
Next opponent.
Could happen again. We'll talk about that in our final segment. Before we do that, we talked about the goalkeeping. We talked about the midfield. Want to take it up top, Brelambolo. Second match with Atlanta United, starting out of the gates again. Seventh minute, you and I agree, and I think most of the people in this room.
The 92-9 scoring.
We definitely think it was a goal that should have been credited to Brelambolo, but they ruled an own goal. Either way, impactful, you could see in that moment.
Yeah.
And I'll let you describe the impact the rest of the way from there.
78 minutes on the night, and 11-13 passing. One shot on target, obviously one off, had one block, shot accuracy at 50%. Two defensive contributions, so he doubles back as well. 25 touches on the night, three touches inside the 18, one of them obviously on the goal, which was your successful dribble on the night. One pass into the final third that was successful. Defensive contributions also just as important. He had two contributions, one tackle, a clearance, it was a header, and a recovery. And then you end up with him being 5 of 8 on his duels and fouled twice on the night. So, once again, a bunch of different categories checked off with Brelambolo. Before the match, I was catching up with some of the members of the national media that were here. And they were recognizing Brelambolo as a problem. He is going to be a problem for defenses around the league, considering his size and what he brings to the table. And literally, I think one of the phrases that was used in the conversation was that he's an aircraft carrier. You know, he is that size to create those kinds of issues. And we've always talked about positional gravity with certain individuals that have been the strikers and the big scorers for Atlanta United. It's a different kind of positional gravity that Embolo brings to the table, where we've seen it with speed and that with other strikers and other wingers and scorers. With Embolo, it's going to be a different skill set. And we're seeing that so far, where he is attracting folks who are trying to be physical. And what that does is it creates opportunities for others. And now it's up to those others, when they see that Embolo is being marked or bracketed, to take advantage of what he is creating by distracting defenses. And we got to see bits and pieces of that against Orlando early on tonight.
Well, and again, should have been credited with the goal tonight. He drew and converted a penalty kick a week ago, so you can see the impact that he's having out there. Jay Fortune returned in the midfield. The choice was to start him tonight. He was subbed off at halftime for the youngster Adrian Gill. And Matty and Jason had a moment to speak with Mr. Gill after the match ended today.
Tough one tonight with Orlando. What did they do that was so difficult for you guys?
I think they worked it around the middle quite well, even until the final minutes of the game. They were still moving it. I think we actually we put them on the back foot towards the end of the game, but we couldn't get the goals that we needed to win. But I think we outplayed them towards the end, and it's just unlucky.
A lot of talents come into the group. How do you feel like the chemistry is coming together with the new players?
I think the team is really coming together now. I mean, we're getting, all the final pieces that the team wanted, and I think now it's just time to put it all together.
A lot of players coming into the midfield as well, so there's a lot of competition for spots. How does that elevate your game when there's competition for playing time?
I mean, I think, the whole season I've been competing, trying to win a spot to play. It doesn't really change anything. I think for anyone on the team, we're going to keep working the same amount. And, if you get to play, you get to play. If not, you keep working.
What needs to build for DC on Saturday?
I honestly think our identity is getting there. And I think we just come out with the same mentality. We, get our goal. We try not to let them score. And I think like that, we'll win.
Yeah, again, trying not to let them score is 0-0 last time DC United and Atlanta United played, and Adrian Gill came on for the final 45 plus stoppage time Went on from there. And again, it's so many moving parts. I think you are going to see the midfield as a work in progress. Mm-hmm. Chemistry, learning each other, miscommunications. I think it's all to be understood that, yep, that is going to take some time, especially because you have to learn. Gil has not played with, just in terms of in the match, mm-hmm, he has not played with Jay yet. This was his first opportunity to play with Amaro. He obviously is played a little bit with Cooper, but not so much with Will Riley. And there may be some crossover and substitutions and things get wonky from there. But Galoppo obviously hadn't played with. So that goes for all of the midfielders. Right. And so it's going to be a work in progress in the midfield, again, as they search to find the alpha trio, who they want to go with as their A squad in the midfield. And part of that's going to be matchup dependent, too. I think we saw.
And that's why, your point, you need to know who your six are going to be or your seven are going to be to work at it from there.
And you're always going to deal with potential yellow card suspensions or red cards, injuries, certainly an unexpected illness or a concussion protocol, as you're dealing with Cooper and Steven Alzate today as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what the choice is in the midfield. And we'll talk about what the choice could be as they face DC United on Saturday. That's what's coming up next. Plus, we got to update you on a couple of other pieces of news involving Atlanta United. So stick around. We continue and wrap up the full-time report in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full-time! This is the full-time report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dave Gordon, John Nelson wrapping things up here. Atlanta United falls 3-2 to Orlando City, but not much time to dwell on this one. You are heading to Audi Field, DC United, on Saturday evening. So you got to turn around and get ready for a squad that picked up a 2-1 win. Tiberibo has been the man there for DC United. So kind of like Griezmann tonight, you know who the goals are going to come from, and you know what the task is in that one. And we'll see what the decisions are in the midfield. You hope to get Cooper back. Again, I mentioned, I don't know what stage of concussion protocol is or how similar or different it is from NFL.
But you
NFL.
Don't rush it.
No, it's just, a couple years ago, NFL concussion was 1 week and then you're back in, and now it's, who knows how long it could be. And you got to remember, he just entered concussion protocol, and this is, despite it being a second match, it's all within the same week. So you might be hard-pressed, and maybe, I don't want to rule him out, but maybe would expect him to be out again against DC United. So we'll keep an eye on that. But the good news, as we discussed, is a lot of midfield options right now. You would expect Steven Alzate to rejoin that group potentially. Today he was out with her. He's questionable, mm-hmm, with an illness, not an injury. And hopefully you can get one Galoppo back ready with a visa, although I don't think he'd be in line to start immediately anyway. So
but that's what's going on. To get you minutes and get him integrated.
Yeah, that's what's going on with Atlanta United. We'll certainly be back with you on Saturday night. In the meantime, John, I do want to spend a moment talking to the listeners here on 92.9 The Game, who are maybe not as familiar with soccer down here, the SDH Network, and some of the work you do. For another year now, you guys have been recognized and awarded as a finalist. I should probably open it up to you to let you go a little bit more into detail, but you look at the names that soccer down here is alongside, pretty impressive stuff.
It is crazy. It is humbling, and we have been blessed for the second time in 3 years at SDH to be part of the grouping of the best media organization broadcaster rights holder category. And you look at the folks that are in there with you. Amazon Prime, BBC Sports, CBS Sports Golasso, DAZN, ESPN FC, FIFA Plus, La Liga TV, Talk Sport, TNT Sports UK, UEFA TV, and then soccer down here. The SDH Network is a part of it. And, it is humbling to have that once again, second time in 3 years. But when you have the roster that we do, that is, we all love the sport. We all love the sport in its different forms, whether you're talking college or high school or Atlanta United 2 or Atlanta United and everything else that goes on with the game. And it's Jason and it's Nicolifi and Jarrett Smith and Vanessa Angel and Drew Dickinson and Bart Keeler and Jarrett Smith, Nicolifi, and all of us that are there. and, you know, Sophia Cupertino and Maddie Cruz are a part of it too. And it's just when you have so many people who can come at it from different perspectives and present the sport and their love and appreciation for the sport as it comes out every single time, starting with the morning show with me and all the live stuff that we do every single day, starting at 9:05 in the morning, and the World Cup coverage that we were able to do. It's, you know, to be recognized in this way with all of the hard work that is put in by a lot of folks.
Yeah,
maybe 12.
And I don't mean to sound disrespectful saying this, but I presume by a large gap, the smallest organization on this list. I think that says, and to an extent, probably the most localized on this list as well. And I think that says quite a bunch about what you, John, and Jason, and all the other names, Nick and Maddie and Sophia, who takes great pictures, and the whole organization has put forth. The product just continues, and you're right, the World Cup here in Atlanta, so many games, is certainly a high mark, but everything else that you guys do. So this is open for public voting?
Yes, it is to determine the best, and it is a top three. So for voting in this, you can go to footballcontentawards.com. Half of it is the judges' voting aspect of it, and the other half of it is the public voting aspect for it. So you have until, I think, the early part of October, so it's a crash vote for about the next month, and we would like to raise our hands and say, hey, vote for SDH and everything that we've been able to do, and we couldn't do it, obviously, without the support that we get from all of the 17s and all the different fan bases from all the different places that we cover, everything from university and so on, but there's an opportunity to vote for it. So go to footballcontentawards.com. You can vote for your favorites all across the board, so yes, please, please, please. Please vote for soccer down here in the best media organization with an S, considering that this is a European organization. Broadcaster rights holder finalists in 2026.
And I don't want to hear any excuses from our voting contingent. I think you guys had Ha-Seong Kim like fifth in all-star voting, so I know you guys can get out there and vote. So let's vote for SDH. All right, that's going to do it here for the full-time report. Join us again 6:30 on Saturday, September 12th, for our next broadcast. Atlanta United is going to take on DC United. Special thanks to Dom Taroski.
Thank you, Dom.
Our producer in studio, and to John Kramer.
Thank you, Kramer.
Our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason.
Thank you, Mike and Jason.
The voices of Atlanta United, Madison Cruz.
Thank you, Maddie.
And John Nelson.
Thank you, John.
Of soccer down here. I'm Abe Gordon.
Thank you, Abe.
Once again, the final today, Orlando City 3, Atlanta United 2, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Much platio.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching.
My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.